Good morning. Let's begin. So actually, we're going to begin from Perek Aleph, because the truth is we had a page left to the Hakdama, but the Ramchal just restates that which we already said in the Hakdama, namely that in Mesilas Yesharim, one is not going to find any new chidushim. One is not going to find anything that is dramatically different than anything that one has known before. There's no groundbreaking or earth-shattering ideas, but rather the whole point of this sefer is to dafka take that which people do know, but people often take for granted, and to highlight those very principles as they serve as the very foundational principles of life. So look what he writes in Perek Aleph. The Be'er Klal Chovas on the Balamo. So we'll say this is perhaps one of the most important prakim in Mesilas Yesharim, because here is the foundation for everything that is going to come after it. Yisod HaChasidus V'Sharash HaAvodah HaTmimahu. So literally, the Yisod, the foundational pillar of all piety and the root of all perfect Avodas Hashem is SheYisparer V'Yisames Eitzel HaAdam Ma chovaso ba'olamo. But say this is I'm telling you, hands down, you might hear me say this a couple times, this is the most important line, but this pashat is the most important line in all of Mesilas Yesharim, that the most important thing in life is for a person to realize ma chovaso ba'olamo. What is my obligation in this world? Now, let's analyze this for a little bit. You know, so I've mentioned this before in the context of other shiurim, but here the Ramchal is teaching us an incredible yisod. From the time that we're little, so what do people often ask a child? What do they ask a child? What do you want to be when you grow up? Right? What do you want to be when you grow up? Yes, I'm sorry. What do you want to be when you grow up? So the Ramchal would say like this. The Jew doesn't ask that question as to what you want to be when you grow up. The Jew instead says, what does HaKadosh Baruch Hu need me to do with my life? It's a totally different focus in how you live. Because what do you want to be when you grow up gives an indication that, you know, kind of life is about what you want and what's going to make you happy, what's going to make you feel satisfied, what's going to make you feel fulfilled, which are not unimportant things. Those are all important things as well. But for a Jew, I have to ask myself, what does the Ribono Shel Olam need me to do in this world? And I will say, here's the chap with this, is that sometimes what I want to do and what God needs me to do are two very different things. Sometimes there are some people who are lucky enough that what they want to do and HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants of them are the same, but more often than not in life, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu needs me to do and what I want to do are very often two different things. And a person has to exercise the necessary humility to bend their knee before HaKadosh Baruch Hu and say, you know what, as much as I want to do X, if God needs me to do Y, then I'm ready to rise to the challenge. Ulemat tzorech shiyosim mabato u'megamaso b'chol asher hu omel kol yimei chayov. And a person has to know, what am I setting my sights on? What am I setting my sights on? U'megamaso. What derech am I taking? Which kivun? Which direction am I taking? Bechol asheru omel koyimei chayev. And everything that I'm toiling in this world. And what the Ramchal is highlighting over here is the following. The big problem that many of us encounter in life is we don't know exactly where we're going. So meaning, I know perhaps what I'd like to do in my career. I know what I'd like to be able to accomplish. I know what position I'd like to be able to attain. But many of us don't necessarily know, like, what exactly do I want to accomplish in my life? And if you don't know what you want to accomplish in your life, it's very different to know which path you're supposed to take. Because it's like saying, I want to go on vacation. Okay, I want to go on vacation. Where do you want to go? I don't know, but I just want to go on vacation. So I'm just going to get on 95 and I'm just going to drive. So the truth is, you may end up finding a wonderful destination, but you may not. I'm sorry? You may end up in Boston, Rahman al-Islam, right? So, so that's what he's saying is over here, this is an incredible paradigm that he's creating. So I have to start at machavaso ba'alamo, right? What is my obligation in this world, right? What is my obligation? That's number one. What am I setting my sights toward? What does HaKadosh Baruch Hu want of me? And then once I answer that question, what God wants of me, what God quote-unquote needs of me, then I can figure out what path I need to take there. Then I can figure out how to set my sights. And I will say, obviously, we're talking in very general terms here. The goal of this sefer is you ask yourself, well, how do you ever figure that out? What God wants of you? Good question. How do you ever know what God wants of you? So the answer is we're going to get to probably in about 2 years or so. But you'll see, Emir Hashem, the way most things happen in life is that if you refine yourself, you gain a greater clarity in life. The reason why many of us are confused is because we haven't refined ourselves sufficiently. But once I go ahead and mamish work on myself and rise myself up, suddenly again I realize like I look at life with a just different, dramatically new prescription. That's the short answer. The long answer, we'll see. So let's go back to it. He says, "V'hine masha horanu chachamein zuchonam livracha, hu sha'adam lo nivra elo lehis anegel Hashem, v'lehanos miziv shkinasa." Now I will say, now, what the Ramchal just did is Ramchal made a very specific statement that every person has to figure out what their purpose is in this world. Why are they here? Now he globalizes it. Obviously, there's a common denominator as to why we are here, and that common denominator was that we were created lehis aneg el Hashem, to go ahead and rejoice in the kesher and the connection we have with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'lehanos miziv shechinaso, and to benefit literally from the shechina of the Ribono Shel Olam. Shezehu hatanu ka'amiti. Because we'll say the only true joy in life is the truth that we have, is the joy that we have with connection. And the greatest pleasure that one could find from anything that can be found in this world. And we'll say there's another very, I told you every line is gonna be like gold. But here's another important idea, which is everyone in life is seeking happiness. We're all seeking happiness. The problem is what? For most of us, we're seeking happiness, right? As they say, in all the wrong places, right? Right? We're looking for it, not where it's really going to be found, because we think that this acquisition will make us happy, or this vacation will make us happy, or this item will make us happy. Those things could add to one's life happiness, but they're not going to make me happy. The only thing that makes you happy in life is a solid relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Which Rabbi will say, the converse of that is that it's important to know that if a person is unhappy in life, barring extreme circumstances like sickness or loss or other things like that, but if a person is unhappy in life, the first place to look towards is, what's the state of your relationship with God? If you're unhappy in life, it's quite possible that your relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in a state of disrepair. And you see that. Like, you see a lot of cynical, jaded people walking around, sarcastic and steady. Like, they're just unhappy. And you wonder to yourself, like, do they really feel in love with HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So that's what Ramchal is saying over here. The greatest joy in life only comes from a connection. And conversely, if you don't have a real connection, it's difficult to really be happy. Umakom ha'idun hazeh be'emes hu ha'olam haba. And he says, the truth is, the only time we can really enjoy full, unadulterated happiness with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or pleasure with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is the world to come. Because ultimately, again, that's what Olam Haba is. Which I will say, you know, depending on how you live your life in this world, will determine how much you look forward to Olam Haba. So some people hear that Olam Haba is just all about basking in the glory of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and enjoying a close connection. And people say, that's it. Like, you know, is there anything else there? Maybe like there's like a plan B. Can I choose like from the second menu? You know. I'm sorry. HBO. Yeah, you know, whatever it is. Is there something? You know, is there something else there that I could benefit from? So I'll say this is very important, because if my olam hazeh is not about creating a sense of devekos, it's not about creating a sense of connection, then the truth is the promise of olam haba doesn't really sound all that exciting. If you really think about it, he goes on. He says, I'm sorry. Achaderech. Let's just do a little bit later. Achaderech kidei lahagia. So how do we accomplish this? So now what we've established, so just follow the progression here. Number one, the goal in life is to figure out what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants of me. That is the goal in life. To figure out what does the Ribono Shel Olam want of me? Obviously, that is a very loaded and large question. So next step ultimately is to figure out what I have to figure out on a personal level, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants of me. On a global level, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants of each of us is to attain a level of devekus, attain a level of connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because if you have devekus in Olam Hazeh, then ultimately, again, one is able to make a meaningful world in this world and pave the way for the world to come. But how does one achieve a sense of devekus? This is the million-dollar question. Because, again, like we said, there's nothing new that we've said so far that none of us have heard before. But the shaila is, how does one actually create this sense of devekus? Achaderech kedei lahagia. So how do we reach this level of creating a sense of dveikus? So he says, who za olam? This world, you can use everything in this world to create a sense of connection. I'm saying, listen to this. We're familiar with this mission of us, that this world represents a pruzdor. A pruzdor literally is, I don't know what the right way the word is, like a hallway, a vestibule. Enter. Okay, good. If anyone knows what those words mean, that's good, right? Or a hallway, right? An entryway into the world to come. So we'll say, remember, this is very important to understand. You know, we are not a death-centric religion. We're not a death-centric religion, meaning we don't wait for death, we don't look forward to death, we try to avoid death at all costs. That's the end of Shem Shulafal Hirsch writes. That's why it's interesting that if you look at churches, for example, so churches always have cemeteries attached to them. Because there is this notion, you find it in Islam also, that full actualization only comes in death. But the truth is, that's not really how we live. Interestingly enough, the only time you'll find cemeteries next to shuls is where? Is in Europe. And in Europe, the only reason why that was done is because Jews were often prohibited from owning land. So it wasn't pashut to be able to get a parcel of land. So if you got a parcel of land, you used it for everything that you possibly could. You maximized it, but otherwise it was not done. So the idea of ha'olam hazeh domo l'pruzo l'olam haba is very often misunderstood. As if to say, this world is nothing, it's just a hallway, it's just an antechamber, you know, to the world to come. But the truth is, that the Ramchal says, that's not what that means. This world is everything. What does it mean? He says, "Vayim tsaim hamagiim es ha'adam l'tachlis hazeh." What that means is, the Rebbe say, you know what the scariest part of death is? If we're honest, the scariest part of death is not the cessation of life. The scariest part of death is that when you die after 120, for all eternity, your neshama has to subsist on what you've done in this world. It's like, you know, like people like Lahavdil think, like people work a whole lifetime because they figure they're going to retire when they're 65, 70, whatever age people retire, 65, 75, and you have to plan. Like, how much money am I going to have when I retire at this age and that age? You have to plan ahead. So Lahavdil, after 120, a person has to plan ahead that I have to accrue enough spiritual assets so that my neshama could have subsist for all eternity on whatever I've done in this world. It's an incredible, incredible idea. So he says that therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us so many mitzvos in this world, but not simply to just plan for Olam Haba, but to maximize Olam Hazeh as well. U'mekom asiyas ha-mitzvos hu rak Olam Hazeh. And the only time we have the ability to perform mitzvos, of course, is dafka only in this world. Al kin husam ha-adam bazeh ha-olam betchila, kedei sha'ayi diha'em tzom ha'ilam izdamim lokan, yuchal la-hagiyya ala makam asher huchal lo shu olam haba, lirvo sham betov asher kana lo ayideem tzom ha'ilu, v'umasher arum zekron l'rach ha-yom la-asosam, u'machar la-kabal scharam. Therefore, again, the Ramchal says that this world represents an awesome opportunity. That this world represents an opportunity for us to ultimately, again, not just simply maximize our lives here, but to ultimately be able to accrue spiritual assets for Olam Haba as well. Therefore, it turns out that although this world is not an ends, and that we know that, but this world is not just simply a means either. This world is a powerful existence where a person has the opportunity to make something magnificent here, as well as plan for the world to come. All right, we're stopping here in the middle, but we'll stop at this section. And you know, there's no shir tomorrow and tomorrow and Friday because of Rosh Chodesh. We'll start the daf at 5:45, but Emirat Hashem on Monday we'll continue. Oh, yeah.